866-766-9370.
The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7
The River.
All right, 766-9370. A bunch of you still on hold. Coolest contest you ever won or best prize. Talking about this because Chick-fil-A, they're giving you free Chick-fil-A for a year if you can find their stolen van.
Oh, man, I'd love to find that.
Out of Georgia, someone stole a Chick-fil-A van and no one could find it, not even the cops. So Chick-fil-A jumped on social and jumped on Facebook and said, hey, find the van, you'll get the free Chick-fil-A. Pretty big contest, I guess, if you like this stuff. Dana?
Uh-huh?
Any contests, any prizes you've won?
So I'm horribly unlucky. My sister's the one who stole all that. But there was one thing that I was really excited to win, and it was LuLaRoe.
Is that?
And so it's a clothing brand.
Okay.
And I went through this really terrible obsession where I bought a lot of it in a very short amount of time.
Well, I don't know what it is. Speak, dude, if you can. Is it
okay,
pants
so,
or shirts?
They sell leggings. That's like their big claim to fame. They have these really soft, buttery, thick, warm leggings.
Like yoga pants?
Sort of.
Okay.
And then they also have dresses, shirts, like kind of anything you can think of over, right. You know, vests and
but
stuff.
But it's
like
for
that.
Chicks. It's chicks' clothing.
Well, they have dude stuff.
Okay.
But I don't know any dudes that have it. Kenny probably would rock it. But in any case, so I was really, really into it. And I had joined a new group, and she just had this. It's all on Facebook. So she said, post a comment of you wearing a Nicole, which is one of the dress styles, and I'll pick somebody to win one.
Okay.
And I posted a picture of me sleeping on the couch holding my daughter wearing one of the dresses, and I won.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what'd you win? Another dress?
Yeah, I won another dress in the same style, which it's one of my favorite styles.
Well, you got to wear it on Monday.
Okay, I'll wear it on Monday.
Yeah, wear it on Monday. So what's it called?
LuLaRoe.
It's not like Lululemon.
No.
I like that Lululemon because they're the ones that made all those yoga pants for the women.
Yes, we know that. Everybody knows why you like Lululemon.
Yeah, they wear them out in the sun or the light, and you go, woo, you get to see through them. I like those.
The woohoo lemon?
Yeah, woohoo lemon.
That LuLaRoe's blowing. I got a couple girlfriends that order from that website.
It was an addiction.
Girlfriends.
Yes.
Girlfriends.
Yeah,
friends that are girls.
Yes.
Friend girls.
Not girlfriends.
Yeah, I got all these chicks I'm doing that they wear.
Friends of mine.
I have to buy each one of my girlfriends.
766-9370. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, welcome. Coolest prize or contest you ever won. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hi, Daniel.
Good morning.
Good.
So the city of South Lake Tahoe was putting on a promotion for, like, tourism. So I entered this online contest, and my wife and I got an unlimited, all-expense-paid trip to South Lake Tahoe for a week.
Nice.
So it was all food.
Where'd you stay?
I don't remember, to be honest. It was quite a few years ago, but...
Come on, you don't remember where you guys stayed? You did Harvey's Hair? Where'd you stay?
I remember. One of the casinos. Harrah's, maybe? I don't quite remember, to be honest.
Okay, well, it was good. It sounds like a good trip. Not all that memorable, if you don't remember.
A whole week up in South Lake? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, hi. Steve.
All right, check it out. First of all, I like to say I'm a big fan of the yoga pants, all right? Love them.
He's a big fan of what?
Yoga pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those Lululemons are some of the best.
Oh, yeah. I won tickets from you, dog, in like 2003, 2004 for Nine Inch Nails at the Warfield.
Oh, holy crap. That would have been over the meth lab.
Years ago. That's like when we first
years
started
ago. Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
So I called my buddy Rodney up, and... I'm like, we got tickets, let's go, bud. So we hop in the car, we drive, and I got this big hooter, and I'm saving it, right? So we're coming over the bridge, I'm like, light it up, right? Yeah. So we lit it up, we're coming over the bridge, and the next thing I know, I'm in the city, and I'm not fond of driving in the city. And I come up on this sign that says no left turn, or left turn at a certain time only, you know, my buddy's all, go turn left, just turn left. And I'm like, all right, so I turn left, and this motorcycle cop pulls us over, right? So we're trying to get the smell out of the car, rolling down the windows, like, start going crazy, right? And this cop walks up on us, and it's the coolest cop ever. Gives me a ticket for no left turn, and gives us directions to the Warfield.
Attaboy, which you couldn't have done. Yeah, there's no way you were going to find it on your own at that point.
Not after you smoked a hooter coming over the bridge. No.
How was the show?
It was great. One of the best shows I've ever been to.
Warfield, awesome venue. And I just want you to know this, because you won those tickets, you said back in like 03 or 04. I don't even remember giving them away. I just want you to know this, though. I went out that day. Those tickets you won, I bought those. Those didn't come from
the meth lab. Oh, that was on you.
I bought those and you won those, so I want you to remember that. Those didn't come from the meth lab. I bought those so you could go. So hopefully it was great.
Hey, it was the best time I had. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Let's go to John. John. Good morning. What's up?
Good morning, boys. First of all, I want to tell you that foil saran wrap thing is awesome. I've been playing with it all morning.
See, I told you.
Really? No way.
We talked about the life hack of saran wrap or foil. It's waiting for you on the .com or Dog and Joe or River Facebook pages. When you get a chance, look at that. It'll change your life.
He's all mummied up in saran wrap and aluminum foil.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when I use saran wrap, it looks like hand-to-hand combat. And this morning, I was wrapping like three different bowls. I'm like, my whole life on this planet, I didn't know they had these two little stupid buttons that say press here.
Yeah, and they even tell you to press here, but no one's ever read them. It's amazing. So, what did you win? Greatest contest or prize?
Okay, I'm the kind of guy, when they find oil in my garden, all I get is dead tomatoes, okay? I won one contest in my life. I was really young. I had my first place, barely anything to sit on, barely a TV, and these kids came up. They were selling raffle tickets for their school athletic program. So I gave them $5. And you know how that is. You're just supporting them. You don't expect anything to come back. They're all over the neighborhood. All of a sudden, I get a knock on the door 3 weeks later. I won an entire, this is going to date me now, Sony surround sound system. I got the amp, the power amp, the equalizer, the 5 speakers, and a VCR.
Wow.
Man.
That's pretty good.
I can't compete with the kitchen, but for $5, that was pretty good to me.
Well, yeah. I don't think anybody, I appreciate the call, John. I don't think anybody's going to beat that 68,000 HGTV kitchen remod that guy called up. But that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. That's when you're at the car show or at the fair and you see the thing that says, win this car. No one wins that freaking car. That car goes fair to fair to fair. They just park it in a garage. All they do is collect the money. I'm convinced that car has never been won. But then that guy calls up with the HGTV kitchen, and you're like, whoa, I guess people do win.
Some people win them, man.
Yeah.
Just not me.
766-9370. We'll do one more, and then Joe and I will get to ours. Julia, good morning.
Good morning. So, unlike everyone else, I don't really win stuff. I didn't win the Harley when I was there with you guys.
Aw, boo!
I know. I was very bummed. So, I've never really won stuff, but I've won a lot of music-related things. So I went to EDC, which is like a giant rave thing. I didn't rave, didn't really care about it.
And hold on, slow down. You went to what? You said E what?
EDC, it's like this thing in Las Vegas, big, massive. I think it's put on by Pascal Rotello.
All right, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but anyway.
No, I don't either. So I entered it, and it's this big thing, and a lot of people want to go to it, and it's really expensive, and I was randomly chosen to go, so I've never been to a rave, and I went on a party bus out of San Francisco all the way down to Vegas, and I went to the whole event for free, and then a couple years ago, I also went to Aftershock the whole weekend VIP, so I've always got lucky with music, but never with things.
Wow, well, I appreciate the share.
Yeah, those are two good things to win, absolutely.
Okay, and to me, I'm trying to think back of stuff I've won. I've won a few things, and I think does a raffle count as a contest? That's a contest, right?
You have a couple cool things you could talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I had this good luck at this raffle. We would go to this canine trial and this dinner, and you know what they do for like $20 is they sell you a line of raffle tickets as long as your arm span.
Yep.
So you get, I don't know what it is, 60, 80 raffle tickets, whatever, for $20. So the first year, I win this barrel smoker. I'm like, okay, it's pretty cool. That was the item of the year that year. So for $20, I take home this barrel smoker. Fantastic. Go back the second year. Second year, what they have, the grand prize is a gun. It's a gun. It's a 380. It's a Kel-Tec 380.
Oh, that's right. The original gun was a 380.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I bought the raffle tickets, and I won the gun.
He won it back-to-back years.
Yeah, I won the freaking gun from this raffle. And again, it's not like I won it for free because I had to put in the money to buy the tickets, but I still won the grand prize. And then that gun broke, and then I took it back in, and that's when I got my SIG. But I won a gun and a barrel smoke, and I think those are the biggest things I ever won. And that was about, I don't know, 7 years ago or so.
Those are excellent prizes,
Pretty decent, you know, because usually when I say, you hear the guy going, step right up, I just say, shut your mouth, and I keep walking. I never participate, but on those chances or those times, I did. So this is a fantastic. You got to share the story I'm thinking about with the thing that you should have gotten.
Oh, Because I was just thinking, man, I've never really won anything. And I guess that kind of holds true. So we were doing this. It was like a conference thing or something.
We had to go to Reno.
Yeah, we had to go to Reno.
Worked over at the meth lab.
With the old station.
Yeah.
And we're telling these stories. You had to pick four stories. Three stories had to be true. One had to be false.
We're at a steakhouse there.
Mm-hmm.
At dinner.
And there's probably, I don't know, 30 of us.
Yeah.
So everybody's going up telling their stories, and you're trying to pick which one. And at the end of the whole thing, they vote on who they thought had the best stories.
Well, they had to find out whose was real or whose was fake.
Right. So, weirdly, I win.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but I did.
And your stories are awful.
My stories were great.
Your stories are boring.
And I win a 2-night hotel stay at this super sweet hotel we were staying in.
Yeah.
And like a little casino hotel.
Well, I don't know if I would say it was like super sweet, but I'd say for Reno it's probably the nicest. The Grand Sierra.
I like that. That's where we were. It was a really nice place.
Grand Sierra's nice.
It was really cool. So I'm all excited. I'm like, all right, man. And back then I was still married. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna go up here and party in Reno and do a little gambling and stay.
Yeah.
And I'll be daggoned. I never got my prize.
No.
Did I?
No.
I mean, I never did.
No.
And I worked there for a long time after winning that prize. It wasn't like I left right immediately after. I mean, I was there for like a year and a half after that.
Yeah, Joe won the grand prize of the night, the 2-night stay at the Grand Sierra Resort. And I'll just say this now, because he's not in town anymore, and I don't care even if he were. Scuzz Bucket, general manager we had.
Don't say that.
I mean a grease ball.
No.
I mean a real bucket of sleaze, untrustworthy, lying son's a bitch. I'll just put it out there because he was.
Lied
to your face. Oh, really? He's
don't
the guy that didn't give
you
your prize. You won the 2-night trip and you never got it. What is that?
I mean,
that's a liar.
I'd never speak the way you're speaking, but not only did he never give it to me, it was never even mentioned to me again. We got back after winning that, and I'd never even heard another thing about it, ever, still to this day.
That is a true story. That is 110% absolute truth. Joe never got it. He won the grand prize, and then they never gave it to him.
Somebody stayed in my room that I won, because that thing had to be claimed by somebody.
You know who it was? That sleaze bucket. You know who he stayed there with? Male prostitutes. That's what he did.
No,
yes.
He did not.
Here comes the cash.